Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we're going to continue our conversation that we've been having on a book from Newt Gingrich. He wrote a book called Rediscovering God in America. This is it right here if you want to pick it up. It's a great little book. And the subtitle is Reflections on the Role of Faith in Our Nation's History and Future. And this was really good. I'm going through it, and we're going to go through it together because he takes us on a walking tour of Washington, D.C., and takes us to the monuments and memorials and gives us a little bit of insight on them. But, you know, in the first one that we covered, we just talked about the importance of looking back and remembering. Because, you know, believe it or not, there are many in this country that would try to erase the fact that this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. It was founded by people who were wanting to seek a place, the Puritans and the Jews, to worship God freely. Mm-hmm. And the founding fathers recognized, they understood that rights didn't come from the state or from the government or from the king, but these rights came from God, inalienable rights, which means non-transferable. Like they couldn't come from somebody else. We were already endowed. We were already given these rights. And we see that in the Declaration of Independence, where there's four references to God alone in that document. Mm-hmm. One of the speeches that Abraham Lincoln, and I think it was like 17 mentions, I think in his inaugural address, mm-hmm. of God in his like 703 word, you know, speech. And it's just like, wow, what has happened? So many of the founding fathers, either had a relationship with God or understood that God was supposed to be the forefront, of what was happening here. Mm-hmm. And this is a quote from Benjamin Franklin. It says, God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall into the ground or fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? I mean, everywhere you saw, there was a pointing, if you will, to God. Mm-hmm. And it's important because we've seen God being taken out of prayer in schools. We've seen God being taken out of prayer out of assemblies and graduations. We've seen the Ten Commandments being pulled out of courtrooms. We've seen folks try to scrape off in God. We trust off of money.
Right.
You know, and it's our national motto. It's happened in 1956, I believe, but it's our motto. And let me tell you something: a nation that fails to recognize God is not no longer to be a blessed nation. When you think about America and you think of all she has been able to do around the world and the blessing that she continues to be, listen, I mean, when's the last time you've seen, fences over Iran, people, climbing over the fences to get into Iran? They're not. They're coming to America. But we've been saying, and we've heard it said, God bless America. But the truth is, you know, America needs to bless God. We need to recognize that it's the God's hand upon us. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've been blessed. But we've been now disrespecting God in such blatant ways, mm-hmm. that if America doesn't, humble herself and turn to him, that, judgment definitely is upon us. But as the author continues to write and bring us into these monuments, the first one he brings us to is the National Archive, which is really interesting. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, this is, I did watch National Treasure. I did get that.
Did you?
I'm trying to educate myself here. I'm trying to get, mm-hmm. up to date on what's going on. And pretty interesting. The National Archive is the repository of our nation's most important documents.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. It's the place that where the Constitution, mm-hmm. is the Declaration of Independence, and actually the Louisiana Purchase Treaty is there. It's all there. Mm-hmm. And the author, Pat, Drew Brees football card, that's not a national document.
No, it's
not there. Just want to let you know, it's not there. But all these things are there preserved. 2 to 3% of the federal government's historical documents, all that type of stuff, is reserved a year. 2 to only 3%. And that's pretty neat. But what happens there? And you can go, you can tour it. The Ten Commandments is there in bronze.
Wow.
And we have some pictures, in fact, for you. We'll make them related for you on the torch. We want to show you a segment here, a video of how they took apart the Constitution. It was sealed in an encasement because they wanted to preserve it and put in something else. Look at the attention to detail of everything that takes place. It's amazing. Watch this.
The document had been encased in the early 1950s along with the other charters documents. In the 50 plus years since the documents had initially been encased, things changed. We have greater knowledge of materials, display techniques, and we wanted to incorporate those into new encasements.
The interesting thing about the transmittal page, it was the one document that was never on display, and so it was available, and we knew that was where we wanted to start.
We were able to work out procedures in terms of how to open the 1950s era encasement, which, by the way, did not come with a manual. Do you want to start with taking the frame off? We used a hand-shaped tool to work through the lead that was holding the layers of glass together, and we used a rocking motion to basically cut through the lead, which was pretty soft and easy.
It is almost like butter.
It's like very cold butter.
Right.
The work was a little bit more difficult at the four corners of the encasement where there were heavy applications of solder. So after we broke the seal, then our next step was essentially to delayer the parts of the encasement. And we did that very carefully with the top layer of glass and then the layer of glass that was in direct contact with the parchment.
One of the big concerns we had for all the encased documents was that they had been sealed with a loose piece of glass, free-floating, resting directly on the surface of the parchment and ink.
We didn't know if there would be any issues with the free-floating glass that was inside of the encasement adhering directly to the parchment.
An edge. See anything?
There was no adhesion, so we were greatly relieved. The second question that was really of great concern was the condition of the ink. It had been seen that at least in one place there was a loose flake of ink kind of lifting up off the parchment. So under a binocular microscope, we consolidated ink flakes, letter by letter, line by line. We did this for each of the documents that make up the Charters of Freedom, beginning with the transmittal page and ending with the Declaration. When we found a lifting flake of ink, it's kind of interesting. They lift up sort of like old paint on the side of an old dilapidated house. It's still attached, but it's lifting up and very vulnerable. We took a very, very fine brush and put a tiny, tiny droplet of a warm gelatin under the lifting flake. And what that did was relax the ink, and then by capillarity, it pulled it back down as it relaxed. So it brought it down effortlessly. Into the position it was originally.
Whereas in the old encasements, there was glass sitting directly on the document that really tended to compress and caused us some concern. The new mounting technique in the encasements have the parchments resting on a custom cut platform. The inert gas that was used in filling the encasement is argon, humidified argon. We wanted very low or no oxygen levels in the encasement just to prolong the life of the parchment and the ink to really ensure a very wonderful viewing experience for the public and also to enhance preservation.
Amazing.
Wow.
The National Archive. We can appreciate the attention to detail and what our nation has when we preserve these type of documents. The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, Louisiana Treaty. Did you know that they take down the Constitution? It's in a sealed container that has helium inside of it. And every night when the building closes, it goes down underground in the vault. My goodness. If you get a chance, go to Washington, D.C., tour the monuments. Listen, we can have we can restore God in America once again. In our previous program, we were talking about rediscovering God in America. Interesting little book here. Written by Newt Gingrich, and we recommend that, you know, hey, pick it up, take a look at it for yourself. But he gives us two things: a perspective of God in our country that has been omitted from many history books just basically omitted. And he just starts talking to us about how the founding fathers understood that, hey, these rights come from God. They don't come from the state. And what their thoughts were and how you could see God, you know, basically woven into the fabric of, you know, what was happening during that time. And they were recognizing, listen, we got to, if our nation is going to survive, we got to honor God. I mean, George Washington took the oath of office. When he took the oath of office, had the Bible turned to Deuteronomy 28, which is the chapter on blessing and curses. Mm-hmm. And after he was sworn in, he said, and he kissed the Bible. He kissed the Bible.
Wow.
And to me, that is absolutely beautiful. But Newt takes us on a walking tour of the monuments and the memorials. And we were talking about the National Archives. That was our first stop in our first program. But we want to show you a picture of what the National Archive looks. Do we have that for you? Okay, we will have that for you on the torch. And you can see the National Archive. You can see the Ten Commandments that were engraved there, which is beautiful, mm-hmm. pointing to, you know, the lawgiver Moses, you know, and how our laws derive from the Ten Commandments. You will also see where that we hold the Constitution. I mean, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Now, they told me, I'm a little concerned about that, because when I went to Philadelphia, and I went to Constitution Hall, I was there. In the gift shop, I picked up a scroll, and they told me that it was the Declaration of Independence. It had the red little, you know, ribbon and everything, and it's parchment. I mean, you roll that thing, and it stays nice, and you can pull it out, and that thing will spring back really good. It's in my office, and I thought that I had, you know, close to an original. And it was a couple bucks, but I mean...
You mean only $3 you can get the Declaration of Independence?
I have a copy.
But I have a copy.
How do you have a copy?
I don't know.
Did you know? Is yours printed off of the computer?
I have a little red ribbon, too.
Well, we need to authenticate that, because...
We need to verify that. I think I have one, too.
We need to verify that. Is it parchment?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And does yours scroll and mine? Yeah. I pull it out.
Rolls out. Rolls right back up.
Does it say Declaration of Independence?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And you sure those are real signatures on the bottom of that?
Real thing.
Hmm. Amazing. Well, we're going to investigate that more. But that's an amazing document. 27 reasons why we said we were declaring the independence from Great Britain, and specifically King George, because he had some funny ideas. About about connecting God with the state and saying, not right.
Mm-hmm.
And these men risked their lives. They risked their fortunes. And it's a good thing that we honor that. It's a good thing that we celebrate that. Because, you know, if we don't look at our history and know how we got here, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? We mm-hmm. can lose a whole lot. So we want to encourage you, get these. They're going to be linked together. It's a series. We're going to be going together through this. And it's going to be an enjoyable time, I believe, because mm-hmm. I think we're going to get some insight maybe that we didn't have at all. I'm already learning, and I think, man, this is pretty cool, because this is a great country, and what a shame. What a shame mm-hmm. to lose it, right? We don't have to lose it. We can get our priorities right. We can make God's values our priorities,
mm-hmm.
and we can turn our hearts back to God. We, again, can be a city on a hill that is sharing the gospel with the nations of the world. And I have great hope for America. I have great hope for America.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.